The initiative to allow charter schools in Washington is narrowly passing with 51% of the vote. But as KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, backers of I-1240 say the vote is too close to call.
This was the fourth time the state's voters considered charter schools. Supporters said charters would expand students' educational options because charters aren't bound by district or union rules. Chris Korsmo is the head of the League of Education Voters, which backed the campaign.
I'm really proud that we kept it positive and factual. I think that we also had people, that it was a statewide campaign, and we made a lot of contact with voters in a variety of ways.
The charter school campaign was able to reach voters in so many ways, in part by outspending the opposition 17-1 at last count. Nearly all of the money behind I-1240 came from just a handful of donors, including Bill Gates, Paul Allen, and Walmart heiress Alice Walton. Opposition campaign manager Sue Tupper says even those deep pockets couldn't guarantee a landslide.
I'm very encouraged by the fact that $11 million didn't do it. They couldn't buy it. And that speaks volumes about the people of the state, their common sense, and where their heart's really at with regard to education and what they're committed to.
Opponents said the main problem with public education in Washington is lack of funding, not lack of options. But teachers' unions didn't mount as strong a defense against charters as they had in elections past. Union officials said they were financially outgunned this year, so they decided to focus money on the governor's race. If I-1240 passes, it would allow 40 charter schools over 5 years. The first 8 charters could open next year. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.